Today marks the accomplishment of a lot of firsts for me. My first time being in a relationship, my first time being married, my first time being in love. Well, hopefully.
Experts hit it. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can do this. I don't want to marry a stranger. Oh.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It is the Married at First Sight edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife. And co-host is the one only Teresa right there.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
That was lackluster.
John, it's your birthday week.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Energy. Energy.
All right. Well, then, lifetime. Where's my birthday gift? Because this episode stunk.
It did.
This episode was the most unnecessary episode, I think, ever in the history of math. And on my birthday week?
I think they're trying to write it out to finish Chloe and Michael. Although, they're kind of finished.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Guess who saw it coming?
Yeah, it looks that way. But without them, there's absolutely nothing to this season. I don't understand how this was even an episode.
I think Becca and Austin might get back together, maybe.
No, I sure hope not.
If anyone's
going to get back together, Lauren and Orion, apparently.
Absolutely fucking not.
Should be a terrible idea, but
he's a moron and he needs to see an eye doctor. Seriously.
Why?
Because he has an eye infection for weeks now.
Teresa's actually concerned about Orion's eye.
Okay, guys, I'm going to let you on a secret about myself. I wear contact lenses or glasses, right? So I can't see well. I am okay putting a contact lens in my own eye. However, anything to do with eyes on anyone else, I get like nauseous. I once watched this old Czech movie. We watched it in high school. And there was this moment, it was from like early 1900s, where they like, I can't even say it, when they like take a string and they rip it through an eyeball. I puked in the class. I am very specific on picking an eye doctor. I trust no one. John makes fun of me because my eye doctor stopped accepting my insurance last year. Then I changed my insurance and I'm back in the game. I can't deal with eye issues. Orion has had that infection or sty for weeks. Bro, like get an eye patch or see a doctor.
I'm surprised we haven't had like a sty tracker on Instagram because that thing has been in more episodes than he's been in.
I can't take it. It gives me a lot of anxiety. I can't watch the television.
All right.
It's like, ugh.
All right. Yeah, this episode, you know how like when they teach you presentation skills or in business, they're like, well, tell people what you're going to say it, then tell them what you just said. That was this episode. It's like we watched the season, then they told us what we watched, and then they're going to show it to us again.
Well, we kind of learned that Claire is a master manipulator. She's like behind the scenes pulling the strings. Mm-hmm. That's what we learned. Apparently, yeah.
According to Cameron.
And once again, it's John's birthday week. So guys, don't forget to say happy birthday to John.
Don't remind me because...
Why not?
Because I want a better birthday gift than this dumb episode.
Wait for the petting glove I've got for you.
Okay. You mean you're going to wear it and pet me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Things just turned around. Things are looking up on my birthday.
I love your birthday.
All right. Well, I'm glad you do. I will too. When you strap that glove on. You guys called in for Teresa's birthday, so thank you for that. The messages were flooding.
And some were joined.
Yeah.
Some messages were joined, so you guys are showing up for John too. Show up for John. He deserves it.
Show up for me. All right. Enough small talk, Teresa. Let's do a little more small talk, actually. Real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear us talk about the single life, we're going to go into tell-alls on that, the single life coming up.
So, apparently, like, What's up with the five towels?
I don't even want to discuss that because I don't know. But we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Of course, both platforms are ad-free. Of course, on the Family Affair level, you get a monthly bonus. Of course, the Family Affair level is video as well as audio. And we do Love is Blind bonuses all across the board over there. And on the Patreon, there's a little chat feature, a little chat room.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So check it out, Patreon, Supercast. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Message us there. Call in. Not just to say happy birthday, but just to say, hey, how's your week going? I had a funny thought about this episode. Or here's a news story you may not have seen. Call in.
Yeah. Guys, I love when you share all the tea.
Yeah, sure.
Because 80% of the time, I probably miss the tea. So thank you for sharing.
Share the tea with tea.
Pass it. Oh, yeah.
You should have a segment called The Tea with Tea.
Ooh, I should. Mm. This is like, it's a segment where I'm going to read all the tea that people send me because you guys are amazing.
Yeah, spilling the tea with tea.
That's too long.
Oh. The tea with tea.
The tea with tea, yeah.
Tea time with tea. The tea with tea.
I don't like tea time.
All right. So that is Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the disabled cow. Because I'm here for disabled pets.
God, I feel like that cow has been smashed. Who knows what happened to that cow?
Jesus.
I thought you were going to smash it like it's as hard as my birthday. And then all of a sudden, now that banged up cow is getting more love than me.
Guys, smash it like it's as udders. Hard.
I got udders, you can milk me.
Jeez. Smash like it's as hot as that cow and John's birthday.
Moo. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. Tis the season. It's the birthday season. So if you haven't left a review, if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast.
Yes, guys.
Ooh, the Monday podcast is going to be a new season.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be 90-day happily ever after ?
A big question mark on some of these.
Big question. Little small Ed, big question.
Ugh. Small Ed just needs to just dissolve.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You're going to say something?
Yeah. Guys, if you are into the whole sanctuary thing, I watched a great show. Forgot the channel.
I napped during it. It was my nap show.
Yeah.
I was like, can we lay on the couch and nap? Let's put something on. T's like, let's put on Barn Sanctuary.
Yeah, I love it so much.
I think it was on Discovery Plus.
It was on Discovery Plus. Here's my only issue with the Barn Sanctuary because I'm a carnivore. Mm. So like I'm watching all these pets he saved from being turned into hamburgers and chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I make a chicken for dinner, but hey, I loved it. I love saving banged up pets.
Sure. All right. That is the business. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about the reason we're here. Married at First Sight, season 17, episode Unnecessary.
I was just going to say that.
Woo. What were you going to say?
Episode Unnecessary.
Really?
Yeah.
Teresa.
Look at us.
Look at you. All right. Let's start with Becca and Claire and Emily.
Yeah, the ladies of divorce are hanging out saying...
That's a show I would watch. It's a show I'd probably prefer to talk about at this point.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, ladies who lunch. Ladies, the ladies of divorce.
The ladies of divorce.
Divorced in Denver.
Their ex-husbands have not texted them at all, and it's been 2 days since the divorce.
Good.
Since the D-Day.
Good. Yeah. That's why they're exes. You shouldn't be texting your exes.
They're discussing Austin and the producer, and... Honestly, I feel like they're blowing, not them, but the story is being blown out of proportions because I don't think he hooked up with her. I think maybe he had a crush on her.
No.
Maybe he was too chatty with her.
You're so misguided, Teresa.
I still think Austin wants Becca back.
No. Why?
He wants Becca.
Becca?
He wants Becca. Becca back.
Oh,
Becca back. He wants to get...
Oh, my God. Stop. Please stop. This is already a bad episode. Don't make it worse. No. The fact that he had to lie about it shows you there's something he's hiding.
At least he comes clean. I think he...
Once he was caught, he literally denied, and then he got called out by every single person.
Here's
and he was like,
my
all right.
theory.
Go ahead with another.
He is a very religious person. And maybe he had a little hot for the producer. I don't think he crossed any lines, but maybe he was a little chatty, a little flirty. And that is crossing a line in a sense, absolutely. But I think like, he felt guilty about it, and that's why he lied. However, he did not want to have anything to do with the producer besides the friendship. And here is why. We know he has a lot of girlfriends. He lives with a girl.
True.
So I wouldn't find it that strange if he found a new friend who happens to be a girl, and maybe he was being a little flirty, lied about it, which is a bad move. However, that dude, I don't think he could pull off cheating on Becca. Look at him.
I don't know that he physically cheated. I think maybe emotionally or verbally cheated. But the fact that he's lying about it, it shows he's got a guilty conscience, if nothing else.
Well, but he could feel guilty just because maybe he found her attractive and he didn't want to Becca know. I don't know.
I don't know why you're defending him so much.
I'm defending him because watching this dude for the entire season, I don't think he can cheat.
I'm not saying he cheated, but I am saying he is not interested at all in Becca.
He is.
And he's probably at the least got a crush on this producer.
Here's the thing. You all, including my husband over here, you all think that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna, for once,
I saw all the Instagram messages coming. That's like, I'm with John on this one.
I'm going to stand by what I think. Yes, did he make some poor decisions? Yes. Does he have a small penis? Most likely. But
at least he doesn't have a sty.
Exactly. That's a good point too. But did he like messed up multiple times and lied and was being a moron? 100%. However, I still do believe that he's into her and he's upset. Like he's sad that she was like, this is not going to work out.
I don't understand what you see that could possibly make you think he's into her.
Everything.
What?
Why is still he crying?
Huh?
Why is he still like calling her and trying to like figure out?
He's trying to
look
like a good guy. I'm not going to do a math and just do repeats again. This is the same episode we did last week.
He's not trying to be right now. They called it quiz. Who gives a shit if he looks like a good guy? He can go on a date and no one cares.
He put zero effort in with Becca during the 8 weeks.
He put some effort, but I feel like it wasn't. Obviously, he didn't want to get sexual. That was a big issue. I don't think maybe he can. Maybe he's impotent.
The plot thickens. You're coming up with so many excuses for the guy. How about he's just not into her? That's fine. Most people aren't into most people. No, that's why it's special when you find someone that you like.
He is into her. I promise you. Okay. Because of the boundaries and your zone. I talked about the zone last time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You don't let many people in your zone. You don't just snuggle with people. You don't just hug people.
You do when you're performing.
No, you don't. He's not an actor. Look at that dude.
Yeah.
Background hat.
Uh-huh. Backwards too.
Backward hacks all the time. That guy cannot perform.
Okay. Did you hear the rumor that they named their fish after this producer?
No.
Remember they got two goldfish?
Yeah. Earlier. Not goldfish.
Fish.
Some sort of a fish.
They got two fish. And one of them they named Gwen, who I believe, word on the street, is that's the producer.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, I don't know, it's a coincidence in a sense. I mean, they got those fish early on. They were around their producers, and they probably just were like, yeah, this would be fun if we named the fish after the
producers. I like the name Gwen.
Okay. But I just bring it up because then we saw Becca and Claire talking, hanging when Becca was packing up. And
Claire is just pulling the strings, like dance, puppets, dance.
I didn't see that at all. But again, it all comes down to the edit.
Here's the thing. I do like Claire. But I do think that she knows how to talk to people because she's a therapist, right?
Sure.
She knows how to maybe mingle in people's lives. If she feels like something's wrong, she might give an advice. And I think people look up to her because they say, oh, she's a therapist. Let me try that.
Mm-hmm.
Those advices? That advice might not be the best thing ever. However, that's why I think she made some decision or she made some suggestions to these ladies that are maybe not the best. Just saying.
Therapists, so they say, are the most twisted of all of us. Therapists.
I know. I'm watching your dad all the time.
Hey, you hear that, Dad? We're on to you.
I'm watching Alan all the time. I'm on to him. Whenever I'm around him, I'm on to him.
That's why they get into the biz.
I remember the first time I met your dad, he thought he is analyzing me. But guess what? I was analyzing him. Because I knew he was analyzing
me.
That,
it's like that meme with the two Spider-Men.
Yes. I was analyzing him back.
so much analyzation. All right. Then Emily was packing up and called her friend Steph to chat. Emily seems fine. She seems like she realized she dodged a bullet. She's healing in more ways than one. Yeah.
She says she goes through like crying, anger, which I understand. Like, they were legally married. Like, she shared a home with a dude, right?
Yeah.
She almost died.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone can go through all these emotions, it's Emily, because Brennan was an actual moron. She almost died, yet she just has a smile on her face all the time. So I'm sure there is a very nice guy waiting for her somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
She just needs to dial back on the makeup, because her makeup is like 15 shades darker than the rest of her body.
That's true.
She needs to hit the sun.
Hit the sun.
All the fake sun. What is it called?
Well, you can spray tan. You can do a tanning bed.
Yeah.
You can do a self-tanner.
Spray tan. I think it's like her head is way darker than her hands. Just the suggestions for Em.
Okay.
Otherwise, girl, she's got nice scar.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe that's why the makeup was so caked on, to try to like blend that scar.
Ooh, you think so?
Maybe.
But she's always extremely tan. We met her.
I know,
like,
but
that.
This was the first time you noticed it. You were like, look at her hand. It's much whiter than her face.
Well, yeah, but her face always looked like this. I just never saw her hand in front of her face. Significantly lighter.
Got it. But I think she's doing well. She's going to be stronger on the other end of this. And
yeah.
No regrets.
She has a nice home, as we see.
Oh, she did not leave the apartment looking very nice. She walked out of that place like a bomb just went off.
Literally. But she's back home drinking water while talking to Becca. Maybe because Becca doesn't drink.
True.
I was like, or it was vodka.
It could have been vodka. Or who knows if she's on medications for the scar, for the head, if she can't drink. But yeah, if Becca's not drinking, I don't think she would drink.
Yeah.
But they're talking about dating. Becca's not ready to go on another date.
I'm done. She's still hung up on Austin.
Yeah, she is. I think she's still into Austin. I don't think Austin is ever into her.
Austin is into Becca. Wait for it.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Since when did the season start?
I want this to be 1996.
I've been waiting for years.
I want this to be over, and let's see if they can like really give it a shot without anyone around. Like, yes, it's over.
They're not going to.
D-Day's over, but the cameras are still there. They may.
They're not going to.
They may.
We saw Austin 4 days after D-Day. He's going back to his place talking to his roommate, and he doesn't make it seem like they're going to.
What are you talking about?
He didn't apologize.
He cried. He owns up to his mistakes.
Because he knows he looks like a bad guy. He would have apologized if he wanted to. That's the first thing you say. If you fuck up and you're like, oh shit, this is going to ruin things, you say, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean any of.
Some people need a hot minute to realize stuff like this. Some people are hot-headed.
Yeah.
They don't just want to apologize.
Whether you do or you don't, I think if you are actually interested in trying to make amends, you apologize, which is something Austin did not do. And he told his roommate he didn't do it. We know he didn't do it.
No, he didn't. He said it. He didn't apologize.
Right.
But I still think that he's into her.
Nice.
Like, we cannot have the whole podcast talking about this one thing. Just
well,
roll with it.
There's not much else to talk about. But no, I think you're very misguided. I think you're going to be let down. I almost think you're doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit, but even like he's telling his roommate, she's like, oh, you lied to her, what a moron. Like, he at least he's being honest about it. Like, if he was like, no, like, Becca has this problem with me, like, I did nothing, then I would be like, bro, we saw it. But at least he's like, yeah, like he's like, it's a bummer. Like now I don't have a wife. Like she unfollowed me on Instagram. She doesn't have anything to do with me.
What he said here was so telling. He said, yeah, Becca found out. If you found out something, it means you were hiding something. You don't find out something that's out in the open.
Mm.
So that's what he said. He was like, yeah, Becca kind of thought I was being inauthentic while we were filming. And then on top of that, I had this friendship with the producer. And yeah, she found out. And it's like, so you were hiding it. So it was a secret. For her to find out means it had to have been a secret.
Well, it wasn't a secret. She knew that he's friendly with the producer. He lied about going out and the producer being there.
Okay. Not good. Not good.
No, I'm not saying it's good.
Not good.
All right.
Brennan, his friend, playing pool. Speaking of not good, he walks in and he's like, man, that bartender is cute. Like, I get it. Maybe you're single now. I don't know if the divorce went through, but still not a good look when you're on camera that you were just married, if not still married.
No.
And you're like, that bartender, man,
plus,
that bartender is
cute. Your ex-wife's way hotter.
I didn't see the bartender.
She was like a nice looking lady, but nothing like, I think Emily is very pretty.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I do too. We have our speculations as to what is the ick or the turnoff for Brennan. I think she pees the bed.
I think she releases some gas, yeah. And maybe it's just too much to smell.
Might be too much, but it's definitely not her looks. No one would look at her and go, I'm unattracted to her. So I don't know what it is. I hated how Brennan's friend was like, I hope this didn't spoil the idea of marriage for you. It's like, Brennan is not the victim here.
No, but I think he's trying to turn the situation around on the diaries because he's like, yeah, like, you know, like I have no regrets. I care for Emily a lot, but yeah, there were like moments like we were supposed to like film our diaries and I was looking at it and there was like this one that she's like unloading on me, just like yelling at me. And it's like, I asked her, I was like, can we just not? And she made a deal out of it. But I'm like, dude, you're just trying to make yourself look better because you know she said that you make her delete diaries, which is not how this works.
Well, he goes, and she thinks I'm controlling because of that. It is controlling. You're trying to control the narrative, which is a form of control,
yeah.
Right? Yes, in one instance, you're telling her what to do. Please delete that or asking her to do something. But you're trying to control the narrative.
Okay, but let me ask what's worse, right? You still go by Austin's fake and it's like, I think Austin was inauthentic because of the cameras and maybe his religion or whatever
no,
it is.
You can't make that make sense because he was more lovey-dovey on camera than off camera.
I guess. Okay.
By all accounts.
For me, it still doesn't make sense because you can be kind of, I'm going to say an asshole. Look at Brennan. Look at Orion. Look at Cameron. Like they all were like, hey, this is not working out, but it's kind of done. Right? Like Austin could have done that too. It would be fine.
But it wouldn't be fine. He wanted to put on a face and show that I'm going to really give this my all and be a good guy and make it the decision.
That's what the show is about.
And that's what the show is about. And he's trying to play by the rules there. And honestly, that's what you should do. That's what I would do. 8 weeks is not that long when you factor in you're going to work, you're hanging out with the other couple. It's like you're not being forced to sit in a cell with this person.
Correct. But that's what Brennan did too. Brennan didn't give up. They didn't call it quits. They tried. But during that trying, they had all these issues. He told her, I'm not attracted to you. I don't know. Oh, I don't want to really touch you. Maybe we can start with a hug. He was doing what I'm saying. It's like, if you don't feel it with someone, you cannot just get physical. You cannot just be touching.
They didn't get physical. They like kissed in a hot tub twice.
They were hugging all the time.
Hugging.
I'm telling you. You get repulsed by people that you're not attracted to.
No, one of our friends called in and said, I'm surprised John didn't say that guys are different. Guys are different. And I kind of said it in a way when I was like, yeah, we've all been in college before. We're like, you go out to the club or the bar.
They're not in college.
Close enough.
No, they're not. They're almost in their 30s.
But think about it. There's a little oxygen in Denver. You're so high up there. It messes with your head.
You're just making excuses.
I'm just saying. you, and I understand that, you had a hard time hugging anyone outside your immediate family until you were 30 years old.
Because why would I have to hug strangers?
Me, I can hug anyone and everyone. Really? I love a good hug. I'm a hugger. But
don't hug random people.
Okay, but my point is just like you look at intimacy very differently than other people. Not, I don't think you're alone in that, but I'm just saying there's a group of people who are like, I would never even shake hands with someone I didn't know. And then there's people who are like,
I'll shake hands, maybe, okay. Maybe.
But then there's other groups of people are like, I'll go out every night of the week and just make out with someone new at the bar. So there's different, there's a spectrum.
Correct, but making out with someone at the bar, you need to be attracted to them. You're not just gonna make out with random people. It's awful.
That's you. That's you. You can't apply your feelings and thoughts to the billions of people around the world.
Attraction works for everyone. If you're not attracted to someone, unless you're hammered, I can see being drunk at the bar making out and then be like, the next day be like, ew, he wasn't drunk this whole time.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Anything to say about Becca FaceTiming her employee?
No, it's just she's a lousy boss because she didn't pay her.
She was bummed. Becca was like just bummed in bed wearing this I'm sensitive sweat. She was one pint of Ben and Jerry's away from like a breakup cliche. It just like put on a rom-com, whip out the fish food.
Fish food?
Ben and Jerry's fish food. Shout out to it.
What is that?
It is, I forget if it's probably, I think vanilla, caramel, swirls, and then little chocolate fish.
What? Why?
Well, it's Fish, the band. Oh. It's their ice cream, like Jerry Garcia. There's, or Cherry Garcia. There's fish food.
Oh.
It was my favorite.
I thought you were saying fish. Like
I was. P.
With an F.
H. I was saying with a
true.
PH.
True.
Okay.
True.
Then Austin was with his friends having lunch. And this conversation, the way his friends were like, what did you do, man? And they laughed. It's like they knew what he did and they knew it wasn't good. And that's why they giggled after. They were like, what did you do? What happened? And he was like, I know. I should have done things differently.
I think they just know. Austin strikes me as the guy who's trying to always be funny. But he's like, he doesn't really get girls because
I haven't heard him make one joke.
It's not to make jokes, but just like be silly in a way.
Okay.
That's not what girls want. I don't want someone silly. I want someone cool like you.
Okay. All right. So
yeah,
cool.
Someone like badass like you.
like a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like a tough guy.
Yeah. Like playing hard to get.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't I playing hard to get recently?
Were you? Oh, you were playing hard to get with your dentist. And you paid the price.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
You paid the price. When your doctor has an appointment for you, don't play hard to get. I'm be like, well, I can't do that day because I'm here today.
No, well, they fucked up. They said I can come today. Not today, last week. Then I showed up and they said that they forgot to tell me that the doctor is not there. They forgot to call me. And they were like, I'm like in mad pain. They were like, can you come tomorrow morning? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm here today. I shifted meetings around. They were like, can you come on Thursday? I'm like, I cannot come on Thursday. I just cannot come this week at all.
Very busy. I'm here today. And then cut to 4 hours later, you're at home writhing in pain. Like, why did I say I couldn't go tomorrow? I was just out of spite.
And then I call them the next day, ask if I can come.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Orion and Lauren. Orion invited Lauren out for a little like a friend date, I would say.
Yeah. Well, he just needs to have a friend date with his eye doctor.
Okay.
What is this? What is he trying to do? Just like, bro.
Playing dodgeball with arrows. I would do this. This is like American Gladiators style. I like this.
Here's the thing. Whenever they do something fun, I'm like, oh, I would do it. But then they always close down these gyms for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you actually go, you have 59 other people shooting at each other.
Right.
It's not that fun.
Right. Maybe that's, I was going to say, maybe that's what happened to his eye. Maybe he got hit with an arrow.
No.
But that was way before.
I think he's just, I don't know. I don't want to know.
That was way before. So then they sit down and they talk. And basically Orion maybe wants to try again to date Lauren.
Please, Lauren, do not date him. Please don't date him. He's just like, don't date him. If she you want to be friends with him, honestly, don't even be friends with him.
Not until he gets his eye checked out, at least.
He needs to wear an eye patch. It's disturbing.
We're going to get so much shit for this.
Why?
I can't wait. I don't know, because we're picking on the poor guy for his eye.
Because he's being irresponsible. Why are you, showcasing your sick eye?
I think he's popped a blood vessel. I don't really think it's anything that bad.
I think it's a bad style. It's like, wear an eye patch.
No, I think he popped a blood vessel. But he wants to try the whole dating thing again. And Lauren's not really sure. But she's like, we can discuss about having that discussion.
No, you cannot discuss.
And then Becca and Emily went to psychic Monica.
Yeah, I think Monica probably watched the show because she was taking this photo of their aura. They looked almost the same.
This was the dumbest thing I've ever. It looked like an Instagram filter.
Yeah, but then she was reading, basically saying exactly who they are.
They had the same red aura.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, you have super cool energy. Oh, yours is pretty cool too, Emily. It's like you share similar energy but different messages. How do you get any of that from the blurry photo?
I don't know. I took a photography class in college, and this is some of the shit that we did. Like, it was like a lighting effects class.
Yeah.
We didn't call it an aura. We just call it a lightning effects.
Yeah. It was bogus to me.
It was bogus. I thought this is going to be first I was like, oh, that's cool. They're going to take a photo and maybe there's going to be a ghost behind them. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the aura was. Maybe like a grandpa popping in. I don't know.
Sure.
Just checking in on you.
Sure.
I would like to do that.
Okay.
But that wasn't it.
No. All right. That's really all that happened. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about Michael and Chloe.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
What? Guys, we'll tell us about our sponsor.
Huh?
What?
What did you say?
That we'll tell you about our sponsor. What did I say?
Well, you said some iteration of that, but I don't know why you're stealing my thunder.
Because I thought you forgot.
No, I gave you a new segment today. I was like tea, spilling tea with tea, and now you're trying. I'm giving you segments, and you're still trying to take mine.
Do you realize that spilling tea with tea is basically
90 Day, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it could be for maths or something.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
All the tea with tea.
All right.
We'll workshop it, but.
All right.
Take a quick break.
Yeah.
Let me do it like the professional I am.
Just do it.
We'll take a quick break. We'll tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Jetpack Immune Travel Gummies.
You guys know we love to travel, but a vacation is not a vacation when you're sick. It's why we're huge fans of Jetpack Immune Travel Gummies. I used to always get sick when we travel, and it was not fun. But then I realized there's something I can do about it.
Jetpack is a 9-in-1 formula that combines vitamins, herbs, and enzymes to boost your immune system and reduce stress on the fly. And because they're gummies, there are no chalky chews, no messy powders, no need for water. Super convenient.
All the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. Jetpack is lower calorie and lower sugar than leading immune support gummies.
Plus, Jetpack is packed with 900 milligrams of elderberry plus vitamin C, D, zinc, and echinacea.
And don't forget quercetin, bromelain, and astragalus to promote healthy stress levels while traveling.
I would never forget that. And don't you forget, right now, our listeners can travel in style with a free pair of Jetpack sunglasses with every purchase.
That's right. Just head to gowithjetpack.com. And when you purchase Jetpack Immune, you'll get a free pair of Jetpack sunglasses.
Yes. Visit gowithjetpack.com. That's go with Jetpack, JETPACK.com, to give your immune system a boost and get a free pair of sunnies today.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying your birthday week.
I know. I'm a little tired. We didn't tell anyone at the top of the show, but I just got back from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I just traveled back from Mississippi, but just in time to watch Mavs. But that's why I'm loving our new sponsor, Jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys didn't get the ad, if you're on Patreon or Supercast, or if you skipped the ad, new sponsor, Jetpack. Not to go into an ad here, but it's delicious.
It's so delicious, and it's great for travelers. It's a support gummy.
Yeah, immune support, but also I feel the stress relief.
Yeah.
All right, now we're just doing an ad read. But anyways, I'm thinking about it because it's tasty.
It tastes delicious. And it tastes like a candy.
And I took it today before I got on the plane. But anyways, nice. All right, I'm back from Mississippi. If my accent is off, it's because I was in
Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Wild.
All right, let's talk about M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what I was thinking? Like, you know, some people's name are Michael. But they go by Mike.
I've heard of that before, yeah.
You have to have a personality to go by Michael or Mike. And I know multiple Michaels. Mm-hmm. Some I call Michael. And then recently he told me, he was like, you know, we've known each other for a while. You can call me Mike. And I'm like, Mike? I'm like, I don't think you are a Mike. And I said, it's a joke.
I don't think that's for you to decide.
I know, but he's like, yeah, I usually have like closer people, friends calling me Mike and others calling me Michael. For me, it's a personality thing. Like Michael Scott, he's not Mike. He's Michael
well,
Scott.
Well, there's Date Mike. There's Prison Mike.
Well, those are his different personalities. But exactly. Him as the boss of Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah, it's Michael.
He's Michael, right?
He's a lovable, sweet guy who's... You know, make some off-color jokes and bad decisions, but at the core, he's a lovable guy.
I was reading a fun fact, I think on the New York Times, that millennials and like the older generations, like millennials and up, we don't want any new shows, any recreations. Like, we just love to watch the OGs. We just love to watch the Friends, the Office, right? Mm-hmm. All the old shows, and that's more comforting than just all these new shows being produced.
Yeah, I disagree. But
really?
I love White Lotus. I love Succession.
True.
I love Ozark. Like, those are all new shows in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. But I do love The Office and Friends.
Of course. I think sitcoms. Like, we don't need new sitcoms. No one's watching sitcoms.
True.
But the new Netflix or HBO shows, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. Michael and Chloe, 19 days until their decision day. They're at an animal sanctuary.
I love animal sanctuaries, but I don't think you need to keep goats in there.
Okay. That's your feeling, but I think goats need love too. Goat milk.
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese. Where do you think goat cheese comes from? Yeah.
Goats. Vicious goats.
Shout out to the petting gloves.
Love the petting gloves.
I don't think Chloe needed to get a new vibrator. Just bring one of those petting gloves home. Take that thing for a spin.
I was just going to say, some of these goats looked kind of funny. So
I'm not anti-goat. You had a bad experience.
Are not traumatized.
Exactly.
I am a traumatized person.
I know.
When I see a goat, I'm triggered. I'm not even joking. I'm literally not even joking.
You have hair like hay.
This was a goat overload.
I was
getting anxiety.
There was a lot of goats. And then the task was not to just pet them with your petting glove, but to pick up their poop.
Well, because this was not just, let's visit the sanctuary kind of trip. This was, let's do this because that's what I want to do in my life kind of trip, talking about Chloe.
Yeah.
This is not Michael's a fashion guy. I mean, he really dressed up for the occasion. I'm loving his outfit.
I think it was very easy for him to adapt and be flexible in the beginning. And now he's realizing, like, I can't keep bending. I'm going to break. And she keeps asking him to bend, like, yeah, we're going to have five foster kids, and we're gonna
five at a time, which means she wants to always foster them. They're gonna go off to college. She's gonna get more,
right? And I think that's all wearing on them.
Listen, it's not like I don't like Chloe. I said it so many times at this point that it's kind of annoying. But I just don't like her with Michael. I just don't see them together. Michael needs someone more fun. However, I do appreciate her mindset. I do appreciate her taking care of senior dogs. I do appreciate her wanting to have a sanctuary for senior animals. I do love that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that she wants to foster kids that not other people really don't want to take in. Like, you know, middle school kids, teenagers, it's hard. So I do applaud her for all these efforts. However, the experts, come on. Like, those are serious things she wants to do in her life, right? Mm-hmm. She's on a mission, and that's great. That's not what Michael wants to do. Like, they fucked up again. Like, yeah. they just don't align.
Yeah. And she's a little bossy in the way she approaches these subjects, too. Like, we saw them the next night out at the bar, and they were making out. There was definitely chemistry there.
Eh.
And we learned they banged it out post-sex store. But they're talking about the future. They're talking about where they're going to live. And Chloe's like, well, we're going to have 5 animals, so we're going to need a place that can fit. And it's like, you don't get to decide that. That's a conversation. That's hopefully a compromise. It's not just like, well, we're going to have 5 animals, so we need a place that has a backyard.
I think Michael's riding this out till decision day. And I think he's going to say no because he's a city guy. He's from California.
He lives in the high rise.
He's a fashion dude. Lives in a high rise above Whole Foods. By the way, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
He is. That's who he is. Chloe lives in a flat with 5 pets, and she wants more, and she wants kids. Like, and it's great. Again, I do appreciate her mindset. However, they just don't align. And these are important things. It's not like, oh, I like to have plants in my house and I have to have cactuses. And right. So we kind of like need to meet in the middle and have some plants, some cacti. Sure. Who cares? Right. These are big things, big issues.
Totally. And the cracks are starting to show when he's like,
oh yeah,
I think maybe we'll live together 4 days a week, maybe 5 days a week. I did not expect to hear Michael say something like that. No. I thought Michael was all in 110%.
I think he was at the beginning, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But the more he gets to know her, the more he is turned off. And for her, it's the opposite. I think the more she's with him, the more she wants it. So they kind of like flip-flop. First, she was kind of like, oh, he wears skirts, he does this and that. And now she wants that because he is a very good communicator. He seems like a very nice person. I really like Michael, but they just don't align. And I like what he said. He goes like, I'm afraid to have a sanctuary, but I'm not afraid to have, like, he's like, I'm afraid to have 500 animals. I'm not afraid to have some animals. He's like, I'm afraid to have 5 foster kids. I'm not afraid to have 1 or 2. It's right. Like,
well, that's compromise.
That is, but that's not what she wants.
No, that's my issue. Yeah. When she's like, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. It's like, maybe that's what you want, but you have to decide together as a couple what you're going to have.
Yeah. And as a couple, guys, if it was up to me, we would already have like 5 dogs. Mm-hmm. And but then I like to travel too, so maybe not. Anyways, but my husband over here makes good points. Like, we travel a lot, we have fun, and we wouldn't have time for this pet. And we will get a pet one day, but he made good points. And that's how we meet in the middle, because I do understand that, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see his side of things. And it is too early. And Michael says that. He's like, it's too early. He's like, right now, I'm just kind of trying to figure out who she is without shutting her down necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, which is good and smart. However, he's collecting data. And I think the data are starting to not look the way he would want them to look.
I agree. And I'm happy he's honest about it. He's not hiding it. He's not calling. He's not bluffing. He's not sugarcoating.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what I would say if decision day was today.
He's emotionally mature. It's a big thing. It's a big buzzword.
Yeah.
And it's good to have. I am too. I was told by many that I'm very emotionally mature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see me at home when I look at seals.
Mm-hmm.
That's just you.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of that, I am emotionally mature. And so is Michael.
Okay. Then we see Michael talking to Cameron. He's on the phone with Cameron. Cameron was on a bit of a tear. Just like telling us Claire was a master manipulator. saying she constantly lied so she'd get a reaction out of him.
I can see that. I don't know. I do like Claire, but I do like Cameron too. I can see her maybe poking the dragon a little bit. Like, Cameron strikes me as such a mellow person.
Yeah.
And maybe she needed some action, so she tried to stir the pot, but I don't know. She, in that case, if the whole care for him was fake, that's kind of fucked up too.
I don't think that was. I don't know. I would love to see what's hit the editing room floor this season.
I don't know.
Because a lot of shit went down, and we didn't see half of it.
I know.
And somebody knows a lot more than they're sharing at Lifetime.
For sure. All right, let's get to the beer spot. That looks fun.
Yeah, I'd prefer to drink my beer, but if you want to sit in it, be my guest. It's your anniversary. Do what you want.
Czechs love beer spot. I didn't know they do it in the U.S. too.
Yeah, it's the first I've seen of it here, but again, you do you.
Yeah, this didn't look too comfortable, I guess. It's because it was too small for two people.
Also, Michael just feeling the need to immediately get naked. If only one person's going to get naked, I think it's a little awkward.
Why not? He's feeling himself.
But either you both get naked or none get naked.
He wants the beer to get everywhere.
I guess so.
Why not?
It just feels very aggressive. If you're both like, yeah, we're both getting naked, that's cool. That's fun. That's exciting. If one person's like, I'm getting naked, and the other person's like, I'm wearing a one piece, the energy feels different.
I think she was wearing a bikini, but
she was absolutely not. She was wearing a one piece.
Oh.
Anyways, so they're talking and Chloe's really raving about this relationship. It's the healthiest she's ever been in.
I'm telling you, they flip-flopped.
Like, they totally did. They totally flip-flopped. Michael just ends up using a lot of big words to say, oh, I feel like you have my back. But then it starts to take a turn for the worse.
Well, because she asks the question that she shouldn't. Leave it up to decision day. But she says, if tomorrow was a decision day, what would you say? And Michael's like, so I think we are going towards yes, but I would need to learn more about you. Like, I need more. He feels like he doesn't have enough insufficient data.
He has insufficient data.
Yeah. He has insufficient data.
Yeah, which I'm happy he said, because when we first met him, he was all about, I'm a people pleaser. I just do for others. I don't worry about myself. But taking a stand and being honest here and saying, I don't know, he's not being a people pleaser. Being a people pleaser would be like, oh, I can't imagine anyone besides you. Of course, I'm going to say yes. You're the only one for me. But he's not saying that. And so for a quote unquote people pleaser to even say this, I'm like, oh, he's really not into her. If he's able to go this far into, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he does know. And I think him saying, I don't know, is the nice way to put it.
Yeah. And you can see how shocked Chloe looks. And I think it kind of, she brings it into the SDP visiting, because she comes over and Chloe is on an edge because of what Michael said in the beer spa.
Yeah. 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 SDP just wants to know, oh, what's going on? How are you guys doing? Let's talk about merging your families. And the big thing with the families is that Michael met Chloe's mom at the wedding. Chloe has not met Michael's mom. Michael's mom does not know he's married.
I'm wondering if she has if she's sick or something. That you just don't want to, you don't want to stress her out. Yeah.
Cameron thing. I don't know. I forget if she knew about the first wedding.
She did.
She did. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's that. I think it's, well, why? I'm sure mom had her questions the first time, and then she was proven right when he was stood up at the altar. And now it's like, well, why tell her again if it's going to be a no on decision day?
Yeah.
So I get protecting it, but I also get SDP's point of like, this is a real marriage. If you want this experiment to work, you need to act as though it's a real marriage. And telling your family that you're married is a big part of marriage.
It is. And then they talk about the whole living situation conversation, how Michael wants to write out her lease, but not living together. And yeah. SDP says, that's not a good idea. And I'm like, the OGDP would disagree.
That's very true.
The OGDP has her own apartment.
That's very true. And a lot of people are like, well, everyone's different. What works for you is not going to work for them. And,
true.
And I say that as well. But I also say, maybe in the relationship you're in now, or to be more specific, maybe Michael and Chloe, in your relationship, you only want to live together 4 days a week. But Michael, if you found a different girl, I bet you could find a girl. I would bet money, Michael, you could find a girl they'd want to spend 7 nights a week with.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's true. Well, everyone's different. Every relationship is different. Yes, but it doesn't mean that the person you're with that you want to spend 4 days a week with, that it would be the same if you were with a different person. You got to find the person you want to spend 100% of your time with, because that's marriage.
I agree.
All right. That's the episode.
That's the ep.
What are
How
we
many
work?
More do we have? Like 15?
That's ridiculous. Let's see. Let's,
they need
let's
to
see.
Finish Michael and Chloe, so I get it, because you don't want to have...
Do our episodes then. This was
yeah, but I don't want to just watch Michael and Chloe. I still want to check on the other peeps.
I don't. If nothing new is coming of it...
Yeah, watch for it.
I'm trying to look up the TV schedule. Let's see. Lifetime TV schedule. Wednesday, March 20th. Let's see. What do we got coming up? 2 hours.
What?
Post-decision day complexities persist as our couples navigate life changes and fitness pursuits, exploring the art of metal forging and even a dazzling drag show. Meanwhile, the last couple approaching their decision day grapples with doubts and uncertainties about their future. With less than a week remaining before their pivotal decision, the question looms, will they choose to stay married or get a divorce?
Get a divorce.
I don't know if I can watch
this. So wait, so next week is the final?
No, next week is 2 hours of failed couples working out, going to an art exhibit.
So it's not a decision day next week?
No.
Come on.
This is absurd. Okay, hold on. And then Wednesday, March 27th, second time's the charm, hour and a half. Most couples continue to navigate life after decision day. I don't care. I watch Married at First Sight to see you guys married. I don't care about after decision day. As they build a path forward, they face one more decision to either build a new life with their exes or without them. I think they decided without them, Lifetime. And on our final decision day, will the foundation they built allow their marriage to soar, or will the weight of uncertainty bring it all crashing down? So 2 more episodes, it seems like.
All right.
This is absurd, Teresa.
Well... It is what it is. I did like this episode, this season a lot. So
I know, but they're ruining it. Remember, you ever hear the old saying, "Leave them wanting more"? They're not doing that.
Okay.
Leave me wanting more.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna leave you guys hopefully wanting more, because that's it. I've reached the end. This is all I got. I'm tired, Teresa.
I know.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear us talk about The Single Life or whatever else comes next on the premium channels, you can do that at Patreon, Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Also follow us along on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Thank you to our sponsor, Jetpack Immune Support.
Yes.
You can get it on Amazon or go to gowithjetpack.com. Get a free pair of sunglasses
with your
purchase. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's the only way to travel. Travel with Jetpack. That should be the tagline, travel with Jetpack. Anyways.
I like
it. So Jetpack, Instagram, follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as John's birthday week.
Thank you. All right. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for little love. So if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast.
Yes.
How about that? All right. That is it. I've said it all. Way too much, Teresa. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.